Well, hi everyone. It's Tuesday the 25th of September, and this is just a sort of general boo really to let people know how things are going with Andy. I'm really pleased to say that the drugs he's on now, the Somaljex, are really suiting him. He's been on them now, how long has he been on them? Is it Friday? No. He started them last week, didn't he?
I can't remember what day then.
I can't remember what day last week it was. Wednesday, I think. And we've had no sickness or vomiting or anything. And he's so much brighter. When I took him to the vets today for his skin injection, because he's got allergies, they said how much brighter and happier he looked. So I think we might have the pain relief under control. Which is a real result. Obviously, he's retired and still going to his new home on Saturday, but my main concern was to get Andy pain-free, and I think we've more or less achieved that. I can't guarantee he's completely pain-free, but he's a heck of a lot better than he was, which is a real result. The noise in the background is Ollie chewing on a bone, if you can hear that strange noise. He's not been too well. He had a bit of diarrhoea yesterday. I think he might have picked something up, but he seems okay again today, so that's good. And, this week seems to be whizzing by towards Saturday, but I suppose that's to be expected, really. At least we've got him pain-free, and his appetite's back to normal, and although he's still eating slowly, I think that's his choice. It's not because he needs to, just for feeling sick like he was before. I think it's just his way now, and he just seems a lot more alert and happy than he has been for quite some time, so that's really good news, and I just wanted to let everyone know. It's absolutely pouring down here, and has been for the last 2 days, and there's flood warnings here in St Helens and all sorts. There's some roads closed off and people been moved out of their houses, and pretty bad. We've been very lucky here because we did get flooded out about 10 years ago due to drain problems in the area, but thankfully they keep them under control now. But the weather's been atrocious, absolutely terrible. They said more rain in a day than there was in a month normally or something in this area. So it's got to improve some point. Okay. That's the latest on Andy anyway. I thought that you might be interested to know how he's getting on.